to preparing for the Barbarians, how much of a unique challenge is it to preparing for a test team that's been together for so long? These guys have come together earlier in the week. How does that affect your preparations?
Well, we're both in similar positions. You know, we've had a short preparation, they've had a short preparation. The difference is they've got experience playing with that. But, you know, Barbar's games usually take on one or two forms. They're either, you know, the ball flies from side to side, or they're a fair dinkum test match. And you don't know what's going to happen until you get out there, so we're prepared for both.
And when you named that initial squad in April, you were saying that you wanted these young players to come in and sort of push the envelope and not be scared. Have you seen that equally, Chris and George? Have you seen these younger guys come in and look to you for advice and really stand up and be counted for and not wilt?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the lads have come in, they've got their head down. They're desperate to do well, desperate to be part of this environment and be part of this team. And I can imagine it was quite daunting for a few of them coming in, but that quickly went after the first session or meeting that we had. And like I said, Robbo and people like Danny Kieran Brown have been very good in making these lads feel at home here, but also at the same time showing these lads and telling these lads what we do around England and in this environment and the standards we set. So I've been nothing but impressed with these lads and looking forward to playing with them on Sunday.